Chapter 8. Return of the Nutcracker. Marie stood alone in the castle. All around her, the toys had turned back into toys. The Nutcracker lay wooden on the floor next to her. She fell to her knees and began to cry. She didn't hear the scratching noise behind her.
"Finally, I shall have my revenge,"
said the Mouse King. Marie heard this. She grabbed Fritz's sword and turned to face the Mouse King. She charged him and knocked him out of the castle window. Down fell the Mouse King through the clouds. Marie woke in her bed. She looked around in surprise.
"How are you feeling?"
asked Mother, who was again sitting with her daughter.
"I was with the Nutcracker in the toy castle," explained Marie. "I stopped the Mouse King."
"Don't be silly," said Mother. "You've been dreaming, Marie." Still, Marie insisted on going to the living room to check her toys. When she reached the glass display case, she gave a shout. The Nutcracker was gone. A knock came at the door. Marie turned away from the glass case and wiped away her tears. Uncle had come to visit.
"Oh, Uncle,"
said Marie when she saw him.
"Just a minute, Marie,"
said Uncle, his face full of understanding and happiness.
"I'd like to introduce the son of my dear friend."
Marie recognized the young man at once. The Mouse King was gone, so the Nutcracker's curse had been broken. He was now a real young man once again. Marie giggled as he kissed her hand.